during the Reformation, the question that divided Protestants and Catholics was, how do I find salvation with God?
在这个改革时期，那么改革宗和其他的宗教派的区别呢，就是说，我们怎么样能够来定义我们的救恩到底是怎么样得救？This
indeed is the most important question for anyone to ask themselves.
那么这个问题呢，其实也是我们每一个人应该认真的来问自己。Forgetting
the wrong answer has a more serious consequence than getting the wrong answer to almost anything else.
那么如果在这个问题上我们的答案是错误的话，那么我们几乎在很多的事情上都会走偏。We've
already seen that salvation is by faith alone. It's what we believe, not what we do, that gets us to heaven.
我们知道，那么我们的救恩呢，是我们的信，而不是我们做什么。We've
already seen that the power of salvation is God's grace, that He saves us on the basis of His own favor and mercy towards us, not according to what we deserve.
那么我们知道，救恩呢，是神他自己的怜悯和恩慈。
并不是因为我们做了什么，完全是神他自己来拯救我们。Now, today I want to talk about the work of Christ on our behalf.
今天呢，我们来看一下这个基督在这个救恩里的工作。Now,
we often think of the work of Christ in terms of the three major offices. He is our prophet, He is our priest, He is our king.
那么我们常常提到基督的工作呢，我们会重点来想，他是一个位大祭司，他也是王，然后他也是一个先知。We're
going to talk about those things today.
那么我们今天就会从这几方面来讲。But
the central idea with all three of them is they have to do with things that pertain to our salvation and our Christian life.
那么今天我们所要讲到的这些呢，其实跟我们的救恩和我们基督徒
And the things that He does for us are fully sufficient for our life and our salvation.
基督他自己所完成的这些事情呢，已经完全的完成了我们生命中所需要的。The
cry of the Reformation was Christ alone.
那么改革宗呢，他在这一点上就是在指出，唯独基督是我们救恩的关键。
Means that it's Christ's work alone that saves us. You don't add something to it.
那么这句话的意思就是说，是基督他自己的工作来完成了这个救恩，并不是我们要在上面加什么或者做什么。Now,
back in that time, there were quite a few ways that the Catholic Church adds to the work of Christ.
那么在旧时期呢，那么天主教呢，他在这个基督的这个救恩里面，他又加上了一些其他的他们自己的东西。The first
would be praying to the saints.
那么第一个呢，我们可以提到就是他我们人呢需要向这些圣徒们祷告。And
even today, devout Catholics will pray to Mary.
那么即使在现在的这些天主教徒呢，很多也在向这个玛利亚祷告。They
perhaps feel that they are exalting Christ because He is so far up there, He is so exalted. We don't want to go directly to Him. Maybe we can find someone else who's more approachable.
那么在他们的心里，他们可能一个误解，就是说，因为基督他在天上，他离我们，他是那样的荣耀，他好像离我们很远。那么我们可能会应该找一个人，能够借着这个人来去接近基督。But
this sets up a rival mediator between God and man.
那么他们这样做呢，反而在神和人之间的这个中介里面，他们又加了一位中介。
And most unfortunately, it sets up a rival as someone who many who themselves were godly Christian people and makes them rivals to Jesus.
那么他们所建的自己设的这个中介呢，往往是那些其实在他们的生命里，他们还是一个位非常虔诚的、非常好的基督徒，但是他们把这样的人呢，却与基督自己的拯救的工作呢，来了一个竞争一样的一个位置。
They admit that Jesus reveals God to us, but
他们承认神借着基督向我们显现。
According to their teaching, when the Pope speaks according to his office, he speaks infallibly.
那么当这个主教罗马天主教这个主教在向这些会众在讲话的时候呢，他们认为这个主教他自己也是不会出错的。
Which creates the interesting problem of what happens when he changes his mind.
那么这里就有一个问题，如果主教有一天他的这个思想意思他的有变化呢？
He's supposed to speak without error, so he's not supposed to be able to change his mind, and yet they have.
如果是按照他们的想法，主教从来不出错误，那么如果他改变他的主意，那这样又算是什么呢？
Well, today we want to talk about the work of Christ and show how the work of Christ alone is sufficient for our life and our salvation.
那么今天呢，我们就想看一下这个基督的工作，而且是唯独基督的工作来给我们救恩。
Now there isn't one passage of scripture that says everything that Jesus does. So we'll be in a variety of places today.
那么没有一处呢，圣经节就是他把所有基督的工作都讲的完全。那么我们今天会从不同的这个圣经节里来看一下基督的工作。
So first we want to talk about the Christ as a prophet, that Christ alone reveals God to us.
那么第一个呢，我们来看一下基督，他是作为一位先知，他把神向我们显现。
You turn with me to Hebrews chapter 1.
那么请你打开你的圣经到希伯来书第一章。
Now many of us, when we think of a prophet, we think of someone who predicts the future.
对我们很多人来说呢，当我们提到先知，就好像是在讲一位人，他能够来预告将来发生的事。
Well, certainly prophets do that.
当然，先知也做这样的工作。
And Jesus predicted the future as well.
耶稣他自己他也确实给我们也预告了将来要发生的事。
But that's not the most important thing a prophet does.
但是这并不是一个先知所做的主要的工作。
The most important thing a prophet does is tell people the words of God.
那么最重要的先知所做的工作呢，就是告诉他的听众关于神的事情。
That is, they reveal God to man.
就是说，他们把神的话语，把神自己的本性向这些人讲明。
So, Jesus also reveals God.
To man.
Now the difference between a prophet and a Bible teacher.
那么对于那个先知和教圣经的老师，这有什么区别呢？
Is that a prophet gets a message from God directly.
那么先知呢，他是从神那里直接得到神的话语。
Whereas a Bible teacher studies the Bible for themselves and tells you what the Bible says.
那么圣经呢教师呢他是自己呢来研读圣经，然后呢把神的话语教导所听的人。
So we find in Hebrews chapter 1 verses 1 and 2.
那么我们来看一下希伯来书第一章第一到第二节。
Long ago, at many times and in many ways, God spoke to our fathers by the prophets. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed the heir of all things, through whom also he created the world.
神既在古时借着众先知多次多方地晓谕列祖，就在这末世借着他儿子晓谕我们，又早已立他为承受万有的，也曾借着他创造诸世界。
Now, we could profitably study the entire book of Hebrews to show how Jesus Christ's work is unique.
那么我们可以认真的来学习一下这个希伯来书，来看一下为什么基督的工作是这么的特殊呢？
Of course, that would take much more time than we have today.
那么会远远的超过我们今天所花的这些时间。
But here in this verse, we see a contrast between Jesus Christ and the prophets of old.
那么从这两节里面，我们看到基督作为先知，他与其他先知的这个不同。
God spoke in the Old Testament through many different prophets.
那么在旧约里，神呢借着旧约的先知呢，也向他的子民说话。
He did so over a long period of time.
神也在这样的做了，在历史上也做了很长一段时间。
He spoke through Enoch.
他呢，借着以诺向神的子民说话。
He spoke to Abraham.
当然还有亚伯拉罕。
He spoke to Moses.
还有摩西。
And he spoke to Daniel.
还有但以理。
He also spoke in many different ways.
当然神也用了各种不同的方式来向他的子民说话。
Sometimes he would appear to the prophet in a vision.
有的时候呢他借着这个异象向他的先知来显现。
Sometimes he would appear to a prophet in a dream.
有的时候他借着梦来向他的先知显现。
Sometimes God would speak directly and internally to the prophet and give him a word to say to people.
有的时候神也向先知他的内心来说话，让先知把这些话传给他的百姓。
Sometimes God would give the prophet object lessons to do to demonstrate what he was doing.
有的时候先知神也借着先知看到一些做一些具体的一些事情，或者一些发生在生活中的一些一些例子来教导先知，让先知去告诫他的子民。
For example, the prophet Ezekiel had some strange ones he had to do.
那么像以西结，先知以西结呢，他就有很多很奇怪的，看到了很多很奇怪的现象来解释。
Sometimes God would just give the prophet something to say, and he would just say it.
有的时候，神也直接的告诉一些话语，让这些先知呢，用把这些话语完整的告诉他的百姓。
But all of this is piecemeal, piece by piece, little by little, over time.
那么，所有的这些神的这些显现呢，都是一点一滴的，然后神就是通过不同的时段来告诉他的百姓。
But now there's a difference.
那么现在呢，有了不一样。
God now has spoken through His Son.
神现在借着他的儿子来向我们说话。
Notice here it does not actually say that Jesus is a prophet, although He is.
在这里呢，没有直接说耶稣呢是一位先知，当然他确实是个先知的工作。
That's because Jesus is much more than just a prophet.
因为耶稣基督他本身远远的超过了。只是一位先知。
The prophets were ordinary men.
先知呢，只是一个正常的一个人。
They weren't remarkable because of who they were, only because God chose to spoke through them.
他们的卓越并不是说是他们自己有什么特殊的，而是神拣选了他们让他们做这样的工作。
But Jesus Himself is God.
但是耶稣基督他自己本身就是神。
He can reveal God because He is God.
他可以显现，把神显现给我们，因为他自己就是神。
And He has given us the final revelation.
而且他给了我们最终的这个神的显现。
The complete revelation.
一个完整的一个神的显现。
But it's more than just that Jesus is.Gives us the final and the complete revelation of God. He is also the source of the revelation from God.
那么基督他当然他还是所有这些神的这些显现的源头。
Turn back with me to John chapter 1.
让我们大家一起来看约翰福音第一章。
Here we're going to see that Jesus is actually the one who reveals God, not simply in during his earthly life, but throughout all time.
那么这里我们可以看到，基督呢，他把神完全的向我们显现出来，并不只是说他当时生活在世上那一段时间，而是他一直在显现神。
Now John is introducing in chapter 1, John is introducing for us who Jesus really is.
那么在约翰福音第一章当约翰来介绍这个基督的时候，他就是在想让我们知道基督到底是谁。
He explains that the Word of God was in the beginning, that Jesus is the Word, and He was from the beginning, and that He was God.
他 他在这里告诉我们，那么在太初的时候就有这个道，这个道与神同在，道就是神。
He explains for us that John the Baptist was not himself that light, was only a witness to the light.
那么他也告诉我们，施洗约翰他本身并不是那个光，他只是为那个光做见证。
And then in verse 9 it says, the true light which enlightens everyone was coming into the world.
那第九节这里说到，那个光是真光，照亮一切生在世上的人。
He was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world did not know him.
那么他在这个世界，世界也是借着他造的，世界却不认识他。
That is, the light of God's truth comes into the world. That is, when light shines on something, it shows things the way they really are.
那么就是在告诉我们，当这个真光照在世界上的时候，他就把世上所有的都完全的显明出来。
And when God reveals His truth to us, we see the world the way it really is.
当神把真理向我们显现的时候，我们就看到了这个世界到底是怎么样。
And that truth, that light, came into the world.
那么这个光已经来到这个世上。
Jesus, the Son of God, came into the world, and He was already the source of all truth.
那么耶稣基督就是那个真光，他已就是所有这些。光的源头。
Well, John goes on to explain some other things.
那么约翰在这里又继续在解释。
He goes on to tell us that God gave the right to some to become the children of God.
那么他这里告诉我们说，神给有些人权柄来做他的儿女。
He tells us that the Word was made flesh.
那么他告诉我们，道成了肉身。
He shows us that there's a comparison between Moses, who only gave the law, and Jesus Christ, who gave us grace and truth.
他在这里也做了一个比较，说摩西只是把神的律法向我们颁布，但是基督呢，他却把神向我们显现。
In verse 17 and 18, we see, for the law was given by Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, the only God who is at the Father's side. He has made him known.
17节这里说，律法本是借着摩西传的，恩典和真理都是由耶稣基督来的。从来没有人看见神，只有在神在父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。
Now John isn't telling us that what Moses gave us was bad.
约翰在这里并不是说摩西给我们的是不好的。
Moses was God's instrument to give the law.
那么摩西他也是神的一个器皿，神借着他向我们颁布律法。
And the law was God's revelation to the people of Israel.
那么这个律法呢，就是神对以色列人所定的一些规则。
In fact, you'd be hard pressed to find another man like Moses who is.As privileged to give as much of God's truth.
那么也在很难在历史上很难发现另外一个人，神给了他这么大的一个权柄，让他能够为神做这么多的事情。
But what Jesus gives us is better.
但是耶稣给我们的是更好的。
That all grace and all truth ultimately come from Jesus Christ.
那么所有的恩典，所有的真理，都是从耶稣基督那儿来的。
Why is that?
为什么是这样呢?
Because no one has actually seen God in who He really is.
因为没有人，从来没有人见过神。
Rather, when it is Jesus Christ who makes God known.
只是耶稣基督把神显现出来了。
So whenever we find God revealing Himself in history,
那么每当我们看到神在历史历代显现他自己的时候，
There it is, the Son of God speaking to us. He is the Word of God. He is the Revealer of God.
那么就是耶稣基督，他就是道。那么他将神的显现给我们，把神的话语给我们。
This means that when Jesus Christ reveals God to us.
这就是耶稣基督把神显现给我们。
I don't simply mean that he was the greatest prophet.
我在这里不仅仅的是说耶稣基督是一个非常伟大的先知。
I mean that he is the only one who reveals God to us.
那么他也是唯一的一个把神真正的显现给我们。
Of course, God has used other men to speak God's words over human history.
当然，神也用了其他的人，先知来在历史历代向我们讲话。
But always, it's the second person of the Trinity that reveals God.
但是是这个三位一体的真神里面的第二位，他是真正的把神显现给我们。
And at one point in history, God became man.
那么在历史上的一个时代里，时间段里，神他自己道成了肉身。
So secondly, we find that Christ alone reconciles God to us.
那么下面还有一个就是说神呢，他借着基督，只有基督来使我们与神和解。
Turn with me to Hebrews chapter 9.
让我们大家一起来看希伯来书第九章。
Now the office of a prophet tells the words of God to man.
那么这个先知呢，他是来讲神的话语的。
The office of a priest brings man near to God.
那么，祭司呢，他是把神带向，把人带向神。
And because we are sinners, we cannot directly come before God in our sin.
因为我们都是罪人，带着我们自己的罪，我们没有办法接近神。
That is why God appointed priests.
这就是为什么神借着祭司把人带向他。
And so we find in Hebrews chapter 9, verses 11 through 14, the description of Jesus as our high priest.
那么在希伯来书第九章十一到十四节这里，我们就看到基督作为祭司的工作。
But when Christ appeared as a high priest of the good things that have come, then through the greater and more perfect tent, not made with hands, that is, not of this creation, he entered once for all into the holy places, not by means of the blood of goats and calves, but by means of his own blood, thus securing an eternal redemption. For if the blood of goats and bulls and the sprinkling of defiled persons with the ashes of an heifer sanctify for the purification of the flesh, how much more will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without blemish to God, purify our conscience from dead works to serve the living God?
但现在基督已经来到，做了将来美事的大祭司，经过那更大更全备的帐幕，不是人手所造的，也不是属乎这世界的，并且不用山羊和牛犊的血，乃用自己的血。只一次进入圣所，成了永远赎罪的事。若山羊和公牛的血，并母牛犊的灰洒在不洁的人身上，尚且叫人成圣，身体洁净，何况基督借着永远的灵，将自己无瑕无疵献给神，他的血岂不更能洗净你们的心，除去你们的死刑，使你们侍奉那永生的神吗？
Now this verse makes these verses make a comparison between the Old Testament priests and Jesus Christ as our high priest.
那么这一段圣经节呢，做了一个比较，把旧约里的那些祭司和耶稣基督的这个祭司的身份做了一个比较。
In the Old Testament, the Israelites were required to offer various sacrifices in order to be able to come before God and worship Him.
在旧约里呢，以色列人呢。他们要向神献不同的祭，来到神来，所以他们能够到神的面前来。
And there were lots of these different kinds of things for various situations that God said, "Here is how you come before me. If you've sinned in this way, you bring this sacrifice."
那么在旧约里呢，神给他们很详细的告诉他们，当他们来到神面前，如果他们有这样的罪或那样的罪，他们应该献什么样的祭。
If you become ceremonially unclean in this way, here's this procedure.
如果你是在这个献祭的时候不洁净，那么你就要献这样的祭。
And there's quite a lot of details in this process that we don't need to get into today.
那么有很多的这个详细的这个关于献祭的这些规则，我们今天就不再一一的细说。
The highest ceremony in the Old Testament sacrificial system was the Day of Atonement.
那么最高的一个献祭的这个祭日呢，就是当时所说的这个赎罪日。
And the singular sacrifice that made that happen was the ashes of an heifer referred to here.
那么在赎罪祭的那天呢，那么人的献祭呢，就是献一个母牛。
But the point is that the entire system of sacrifices, whatever, all of them, from the smallest to the greatest, in all of those different situations, were required in order for men to come before God.
那么所有这些细节呢，这么详细的技术，就是为了人能够来到神的面前。
Now you might think that the author of Hebrews would be saying, well, all of those sacrifices, they were kind of worthless, but Jesus Christ's sacrifice, that is truly the valuable one.
那么你可能要几乎要下这样的结论，就是说在旧约里的所有那些祭呢，可能现在都已经无用了，那么只有耶稣基督这一个祭已经够了。
After all, his purpose is to show us that Jesus Christ is the one who is our perfect high priest.
那么的其实旧约里的那些所有的献祭就是为了向我们来预示那么耶稣基督他就是最终的那个祭物。
But that's not what he does.
但是在这里并不是这样的想的。
He rather points out that those things were effective in the purification of the flesh.
那么他在这里说，那些旧约里的那些献祭的那些详细的规则，其实对洁净人的身体还是有用的。
That is, they made people clean on a ceremonial horizontal level so that they would be, it was okay for them to come to the temple.
那么在这种水平的这个线上来说，那么当人献了那些祭，他们可以。来到神的殿中来来做一些宗教的仪式的活动。
In other words, those Old Testament sacrifices actually did what they were supposed to do.
那么在旧约里呢，当时他们所做的那些也是他们应该做的。
They were never supposed to cleanse the Israelites from eternal sin.
其实那些祭呢，并不是说要把以色列人从他们的那些永久的那些那个罪里面把他们洁净。
The process of salvation has always been on the basis of the blood of Jesus, not on the basis of some sacrifice by an animal.
救恩的这个整个这个射程呢，其实一直都是耶稣基督他自己就是来完成这个救恩。
But that was the process that God had ordained back then.
但是呢，神也在旧约里。给了以色列人献这种献那些具体的祭的那些命令。
The point of the author of Hebrews here is that if those sacrifices were truly effective, and they were,
那么这里呢希伯来的书的作者呢在说，如果旧约的那些献祭呢确实是有用的，当然确实是有用的。
Then the sacrifice of Jesus Christ is much better.
那么现在基督他自己把自己献做这个祭，那么是比旧约的那些祭更要好。
It is only the sacrifice of Christ that can really take away our sin.
那么只有耶稣基督他自己这个祭才能够把我们从这个所有的这个罪，我们的罪性给除掉。
And he did not offer himself in the earthly temple.
他并没有把自己在地上的这个殿里面把自己献在地上的这个圣殿里。
He entered into the real presence of God in heaven.
他呢进到了永生神的在天上的家。
That's the greater and more perfect tent that the author of Hebrews is talking about.
那个是一个更美好、更永久的帐幕。
So the sacrifice of Christ serves to purify our conscience and not simply make us externally clean.
那么以耶稣基督他献祭使我们的良心的亏欠被抹去，并不是说就是仅仅的把我们的这个罪给除掉了。
It cleanses us from dead works. It cleanses us from the things that defile us on the inside and makes us really pure so that we can serve God without fear and with a sense of the righteousness that God has given us.
他并不是说只是除掉了我们外表的一些使我们看得好像更洁净，但是他是改变了洗净了我们的内心，也除掉了我们内心里面那些恶导致我们的一些死的行为。
Jesus Christ not only is the perfect sacrifice for sin, but he also brings us near to God.
那么他不仅仅是把自己呢献给了神作为祭，他也把我们带进了神。
Turn over a few pages to Hebrews chapter 10.
请大家翻到第十章，希伯来书第十章。
Verses 19 through 25.
第十九到二十五节。
Here we will see that Jesus brings us near to God.
那么在这里我们看到这一段圣经节告诉我们基督是如何把我们带的接近神的。
Therefore, brothers, since we have confidence to enter the holy places by the blood of Jesus, by the new and living way that he opened for us through the curtain, that is, through his flesh, and since we have a great high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, with our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast to the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near.
弟兄们，我们既因耶稣的血得以坦然进入至圣所，是借着他给我们开了一条又新又活的路，从幔子经过，这幔子就是他的身体。又有一位大祭司治理神的家，并我们心中天良的亏欠已经洒去，身体用清水洗净了，就当存着诚心和充足的信心来到神面前，也要坚守我们所承认的指望，不致摇动，因为那应许我们的是信实的。又要彼此相顾，激发爱心，勉励行善。你们不可停止聚会，好像那些停止惯了的人，倒要彼此劝勉，既知道那日子临近，就更当如此。
Now someone who is going to come into the holy presence of God must be pure.
那么当一个人要来到完全洁净无瑕疵的神面前，他必须是洁净的。
But we in ourselves are not pure.
但是我们知道我们自己并不洁净。
But through the sacrifice of Christ for our sins, we have been made pure.
但是呢，通过耶稣基督他的这个献祭和他的洁净，我们现在变得洁净了。
That is the basis of our confidence to come into the holy presence of God.
这就是我们自己的能够有充足的信心来到神面前的原因。
A way for an unworthy sinner to boldly come into the presence of God has been made.
那么一条让这个让我们这种不配的罪人能够来接近神的这条道路呢，就被耶稣基督打开了。
Now we can see the author of Hebrews here is speaking in metaphor because in verse 20 he says that the curtain is the flesh of Jesus Christ.
那么我们知道希伯来书的作者在这里他用了一个预表的象征的说法，他在用这个殿堂圣殿里的幕帐来解释这件事。
In other words, the new and living way is on the basis of Jesus' death for us on the cross.
那么这个又真又活的这条路呢，就是耶稣基督他把自己钉死，他让自己被钉死在十字架上。
It's that blood of Jesus that gives us boldness. We can come to God.
是耶稣基督的血使我们能够坦然无惧地来到神的面前。
And therefore he says we ought to do four things.
所以他说我们应该做以下的四件事情。
Let us draw near to God.
让我们来接近神。
Because we've been made pure.
因为我们已经洁净了。
Let us hold fast the hope of our confession.
让我们来坚守我们所承认的这些盼望。
That is, let us continue to believe what we have already believed.
让我们继续来相信我们曾经相信的。
Our hope is the death of Jesus on the cross to be able to bring us near to God.
我们的盼望呢，就是耶稣基督他在十字架上为我们受死，我们可以来接近神。
God is faithful and he has promised it.
神是现实的，他也应许了我们这些美好的应许。
And then let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works.
然后让我们来好好的彼此的相顾，来激发爱心。
Now, normally we might use the phrase to stir someone up in a bad context. You know, you're trying to annoy them and get them upset.
那么，一般在通常情况下，我们是来把每一个人呢，来好像来用来去搅扰他们，让他们非常的就是说不和平。
But here it's in a good context to try to stir up one another to do good works and to love one another.
那么在这里呢，他是告诉我们一个正确的一个做法，就是说我们应该激发爱心，而不是彼此的不和和相争。
And this helps us understand how we can come before God when we don't actually go to a literal temple.
那么这里呢也告诉我们，我们可以到神的面前来，并即便是不是到一个真实的一个殿堂里。
There's no place we can go to literally come into God's presence.
那么没有一个特定的一个地方呢，我们可以到那里去，我们就可以靠近神了。
But by doing these four things, we do come into God's presence.
但是我们如果做了上面所说的这几件事情，我们其实已经来到了神的面前。
And the reason we have the confidence to do it is because of what Jesus has done for us.
我们之所以能这样做，就是因为耶稣基督他所完成的救恩。
Jesus offers us the perfect sacrifice.
耶稣基督他献了完全的祭。
He brings us near to God.
他把我们带进了神。
And in Romans chapter 8,He also continually prays for us.
那么在罗马书，他继续呢，基督继续为我们祷告。罗马书第八章。
Romans chapter 8, verses 31 to 39.
罗马书第八章三十一到三十九节。
What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things? Who shall bring any charge to God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is to condemn? Jesus Christ is the one who died. More than that, who is raised, who is at the right hand of God, who indeed is interceding for us.Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? As it is written, For your sake we are killed all the day long. We are regarded as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord.
既是这样，还有什么说的呢？神若帮助我们，谁能抵挡我们呢？神既不爱惜自己的儿子为我们众人舍了，岂不也把万物和他一同白白地赐给我们吗？谁能控告神所拣选的人呢？有神称他们为义了。谁能定他们的罪呢？有耶稣基督已经死了，而且从死里复活，现今在神的右面，也替我们祈求。谁能使我们与基督的爱隔绝呢？难道是患难吗？是困苦吗？是逼迫吗？是饥饿吗？是赤身裸体吗？是危险吗？是刀剑吗？如经上所记，我们为你的缘故终日被杀，人看我们如将宰的羊。然而靠着爱我们的主，在这一切的事上已经得胜有余了。因为我深信，无论是死是生，是天使是掌权的，是有能的，是现在的事，是将来的事，是高处的，是低处的，是别的受造之物，都不能叫我们与神的爱隔绝。这爱是在我们的主基督耶稣里的。
Now we all know that in any battle you have winners and you have losers.
我们知道在很多的征战中有得胜的，有失败的。
But here we have someone who is more than a conqueror.
但是这里呢，我们有一位，他不仅仅是，他是已经是得胜有余了。
Now we all know what you need to do to be a conqueror. You need to win the battle.
那么我们知道，如果你想得胜，那么你就是要赢了这场征战。
But how can you be more than a conqueror?
但是你怎么样能够得胜有余呢？
Well, if you didn't have to fight the battle in the first place, and yet you're still on the winning side.
如果你还没有开始在打这场仗，但是你已经是得胜的了。
And we are not the ones who fought the battle.
我们不是那个在这里打仗的。
The one who paid the penalty for our sin and won victory is Jesus Christ.
那位为我们的死献上。记得耶稣基督他已经赢了这场征战。
He is the one who grants us the victory.
他就是那位使我们得胜的。
This is what gives us the confidence to say nothing can separate us from the love of God.
这就是使我们可以满了信心的是说，没有什么能使我们失去神的爱。
That long list in verses 38 and 39, nothing can separate us from God's love.
那么从38到39节这里就是告诉我们，没有任何的事情能够使我们与基督的爱隔绝。
And it's because of what Jesus did that gives us that confidence.
因为耶稣所做的，我们才有这样的信心。
God cannot condemn us. God will not condemn us, and He is the judge.
那么神呢，他也不会来定我们的罪。他是那位审判者。
Jesus Christ, the Son of God, died. How can He for us? How can He possibly condemn us?
那么，如果他让耶稣基督为我们的罪死了，那么他怎么会再去定我们的罪呢
？And if God, the Judge of all, will not condemn you, then no one can possibly condemn you.
如果神那位最终的审判者他不定你的罪，谁还能定你的罪呢？
Notice in verse 34, it is He who intercedes for us now.
那么在三四节这里还说到，耶稣基督还在为我们代祷。
If Jesus Christ raised from the dead intercedes for us, who can possibly go against that?
如果耶稣基督从死里复活了，而且为我们祈求，那么谁还能够胜过我们呢？
And that was part of the duty of a priest, was to pray for the people.
那么这也是祭司的他的一个职责，就是为他的百姓祈求。
Well, Jesus Christ is our great high priest.
那么耶稣基督是我们的那位大祭司。
He is the one who reconciles us to God, and nothing needs to be added to that.
那么他是那位唯一使我们与神和睦的使者，那么不需要再增加任何其他的条件。
It's pointless to pray to anyone else.
那么向其他的什么人来祷告，那都是无用的。
What can the saints do? They're just people.
那么那些已过的那些圣徒，已失去的圣徒，他们能做什么呢？他们也只不过是人而已。
So Christ alone reveals God to us.
那么是基督他自己把神向我们显现。
Christ alone reconciles us to God.
那么基督他自己使我们与神和睦。
And in Christ alone rules over all.
那么也是基督他自己来掌管一切。
Matthew 28:18.
那么马太福音第二十八章这里说到。
What Jesus said just before he ascended to heaven.
那么在耶稣基督他升天之前，他有这样的教导。
He is meeting with his disciples.
他在这里来见他的使徒们。
Before he returns,
在他回到父的身边之前
，and he gives them the great commission.
他给了我们这个大使命。
But before he tells them to go and make disciples of all the nations, he gives them a word of encouragement.
在他让他们差遣他们去把福音传到地极的时候，他给了他们这样的一个鼓励。
In verse 18, he tells them, "All authority is given unto me in heaven and in earth."
那么在十八节这里，他说，天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。
He doesn't claim to be the highest authority among many other authorities.
他并没有在这里去说他是地上其他的这些权柄之上。
He says that all authority has been given unto me.
他在这里只是说了。天上地下所有的权柄都给了他。
All authority in heaven.
所有在天上的权柄。
In other words, he's claiming to sit on the throne of the universe and rule the universe.
那么他换一句话说，就是他已经在坐在了天上地下所有的权柄之上。
And all authority on earth.
所有的权柄在地下，在地上。
He's claiming to be the final authority as a greater authority than any earthly king.
他也在说他自己是那个最终的权柄，也是最大的，在一切的地上的权柄之上。
Ultimately, everyone has to answer to him.
那么每一个人都要向他来承担责任。
And we could talk a lot about Jesus' authority and as king.
那么我们可以讲很多关于基督是王的这些权柄。
But I want to just focus on one thing that a king does.
但是我们在这里想集中精力讲一件。
In John chapter 5, Jesus talks about his authority to judge.
那么在约翰福音第五章这里，他讲了耶稣对审判 的权柄。
Now in this country, we're used to the separation of powers.
那么在这个国家里呢，我们已经习惯就是说权柄要平分。
The president, our executive, does not make the laws.
那么总统呢和那些官长们，他们并不来制定这个国家的法律。
Congress makes the laws but doesn't interpret the laws.
议会呢国会呢他来制定law制定这个法则，但是呢他又不去来解释这些去做这些法则的这些解释。
And judges in our country only interpret the laws that are made by someone else.
那么审判官呢，他来按照他所知道的这个法律呢来定人的罪。
But that's a modern concept. Ancient kings did not have that separation of powers.
这是现代的这些就是权柄来均分化的这种特征，但是在过去时代呢，不是这样的。
Ancient kings were supposed to also judge cases.
那么在过去的那些王呢，时代的王呢，他是要来审判的。
This, for example, is how the Apostle Paul wound up in Rome.
这也是为什么当时使徒保罗他为什么要去罗马去被审判。
He appealed to Caesar to try to judge his case.
他要向凯撒大帝来来阐明他的事件案件，来说明他自己。
Well, Jesus claims to be the judge of everyone, the ultimate, the final judge.
但是耶稣基督呢，他是最终的这个审判官。
John 5:25-29.
那么约翰福音第五章25-29.
Truly, truly, I say to you, an hour is coming and is now here when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live.For as the Father has life in himself, so he has granted the Son also to have life in himself, and he has given him authority to execute judgment, because he is the Son of Man. Do not marvel at this, for an hour is coming when all who are in the tombs will hear his voice and come out, those who have done good to the resurrection of life, those who have done evil to the resurrection of judgment.
我实实在在地告诉你们，时候将到，现在就是了，死人要听见神儿子的声音，听见的人就要活了。因为父怎样在自己有生命，就赐给他儿子也照样在自己有生命，并且因为他是人子，就赐给他行审判的权柄。你们不要把这事看作稀奇，时候要到，凡在坟墓里的都要听见他的声音就出来，行善的复活得生，作恶的复活定罪。我凭着自己不能做什么，我怎么听见就怎么审判，我的审判也是公平的，因为我不求自己的意思，只求那差我来者的意思。
Now this is the expansion of an idea we see several places in the New Testament.
那么这是其中的一段讲到基督的审判，那么还有其他的章节也有讲到这些。
That it describes Jesus is the judge of the living and the dead.
那么都讲到过神，耶稣基督他是死人和活人的审判者。
In other words, the judge of everyone.
那么就是所有人的最终的审判者。
The final verdict of everyone's life is not yet written.
那么在每个人的他最终的这个审判呢，还没有被写下来。
But there's an hour coming when Jesus will judge all mankind.
那么当那个时候会到来，耶稣基督他会来审判每一个人。
Now I should explain, Christians have one kind of a judgment, non-Christians have another.
我应该在这里解释一下，就是基督徒有基督徒的审判，那么不信的人他们有他们的审判。
No Christian will be condemned for their sins.
基督徒他们不会再被定罪。
But nevertheless, Jesus will judge all mankind.
但是基督呢会来审判所有的人。
That means that what people think of us in the meantime really doesn't matter.
那么这就是换另一句话说，那么现在人怎么想你，其实对最终基督来审判你的那个审判，其实是没有什么太大的，你不用太过于注重人的对你的看法。
That's what Paul explains in 1 Corinthians 4. We won't turn there for lack of time.
那么就是保罗在哥林多前书第四章，那么那里讲到的。我们今天可能没有那么多的时间。
Paul is facing criticism from the Corinthian church.
那么保罗呢，他在哥林多教会的服事呢，遭到了很多的批评。
And he explains to them, it's not a big deal to me to what you think of me, how you judge me, or even how what any human thinks of me.
那么保罗在这里解释说，你们的这些批评、这些说法呢，对我来讲其实都不是那么太重要的。因为我不在乎人怎么看我。
In fact, Paul tells us, I don't even judge myself.
而且保罗还在这里说，说我都不来评论我自己。
It doesn't even really matter what I think of myself.
我自己怎么想我自己，这件事都不那么重要。
Perhaps I feel good about myself.
也许有的时候我感觉自我感觉很好。
Perhaps I don't feel good about myself.
或者有的时候我自我感觉不好。
Either way, that's not what really matters.
不管怎么样，这些都不那么重要。
What matters is what will Jesus think of me.
那么真正重要的是耶稣基督他怎么想我。
Paul tells us, therefore, do not pronounce judgment before the time, before judgment day.
那么保罗在这里教导我们说，时候未到，我们就不要去定论。
The only evaluation at the end of the day that makes any difference is what he says.
那么在最后的日子里只有基督怎么说，那才是最重要的。
And so we find the work of Christ provides for us a fully sufficient salvation and all we need for our Christian life.
那么我们以上的这些学习呢，就知道基督，唯有基督呢，他已经把我们所需要的所有的救恩和我们的生命的需要都已经向我们显明。
He is the final revelation of God. He is the Son of God who reveals God to us.
那么他是神最终的显现，他是神的儿子，他把神向我们表明出来。
It is His sacrifice that reconciles us to God and lets us come near before God with boldness.
是基督他自己把自己的生命献上，使我们与神和好，那么我们可以坦然无惧地来到神的面前。
And it's His judgment alone that really matters at the end of the day.
那么是基督他自己的审判，在最后的时候来定我们有罪还是没有罪，这个是最重要的。
So let us pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Jesus, I thank you.
耶稣，我们感谢你。
For the work that you have done on our behalf.
我们感谢你。你自己所成就的一切的工作。
It is because of you that we have any hope.
是因为，完全是因为你，我们才有盼望。
For without your sacrifice, we cannot come near to God.
没有你的献祭，我们没有办法来到神的面前。
It is your judgment that really matters.
是基督你自己怎么看我们才是最重要的。
But that gives us confidence and hope because it is you who died for us.
但是这也给了我们极大的盼望，因为你为我们死了。
And it is through you that we know God.
而且也是借着你，我们才能够认识神。
So we praise you and we thank you.
所以我们感谢你，我们赞美你。
In Jesus' name, amen.
我们祷告奉主名， amen.
我们非常感谢。